You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It's 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big broadcast on this Friday, TGIF, September 5, 2025. I was telling the story the first hour about something memorable, a Badger game in 1995, as Zommers said, before I was born. All right, fine, fair. It's a great day to be Wisconsinite, everybody. Welcome in to the show. As we said, Zommers on the board. Big hour for you. Don't go anywhere. After the bottom of the hour, farm news of Pam Yonke, our very own Mike Clemens, sports reporter, will be along live with an update on the Packers injury report ahead of the kickoff on Sunday against the Detroit Lions. Also talk Badgers, talk Brewers as well. Brady Ewing's jersey is up next to me. He is going to be one of the honorary captains, alumni at Camp Randall tomorrow for that big game against Middle Tennessee. Well, we hope it's not too close. We hope it's a blowout for the Badgers. You can hear the Brewers, the Badgers, the Packers on select stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. Also, we're right in the middle of Free Ticket Friday, your chance to win four club-level seats to the Wisconsin Badgers, Brewers game. I get my sports mixed up. The Brewers game on Saturday, September 13th against St. Louis. You must be able to go on Saturday, September 13th at 7:15 in the evening. If you are, open up or download the Civic Media app. Go to the first 10 stations. Those are the ones that we're on. Open it up. You'll see a little icon that says text. Click on that and text right now the word FUN. F-U-N. The word this hour is FUN. F-U-N. And at the end of this hour, somebody will be winning four tickets, the Milwaukee Brewer club level seats for Saturday, September 13th against St. Louis. Again, the word is FUN, F-U-N. Text it right now. But time right now to bring in our friend, our ongoing contributor, the managing editor of E-Bombs World. And in Manhattan, they simply call him a man about town. Mr. Peter Rapine joins us live from Manhattan. Peter, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's a lovely Friday.
Isn't this the time of year, if you're going to visit New York, Manhattan, this is when you want to be there?
That's exactly correct. September is the best month to be in New York. It's not too humid. The city's like full again. College students are back in town. People are back from the Hamptons. I recommend September or like late May, early June.
All right. And normally, Letterman used to say this is the time of year when the rats are satisfied enough that they're not going to bother you too much and they're fairly content.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now, Peter, you join us every other week. We appreciate it with weird and wacky headlines from E-Bombs World. But you're also going to help us out today very quickly here. It's time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
Time once again for what's worse.
In this case, nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 Civic Media News Talk sports stations across the state of Wisconsin. All right, quickly, because the emphasis this half hour, of course, is Peter Rapine. But we're asking the question because of a big football weekend. Badgers tomorrow at home. Packer kickoff on Sunday. And, of course, the NFL started last night. That was a wild, wacky game in Philadelphia. Spit flying everywhere. People getting ejected. So the category today, what's worse, a weekend of football or a weekend without football? A weekend of football or a weekend without football? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the Civic Media app. I know, Peter, you're not necessarily a huge football fan. So
no, I'm not. So I'll say a weekend with football is worse.
Right. Do you have friends that are just obsessed with it? You're like, oh, man, I want to go hang out and do something else.
Yeah, I have a friend who's a Minnesota Vikings fan, and he's pretty obsessive.
Because some of these people, they do the draft, like the fantasy drafts that they get very hyped up for.
Yeah, I think he's a sports gambler. So it's like, you know, his favorite time of the year.
Right. He's making his money.
I also have some friends who are really big Niners fans because I'm from the Bay Area.
Oh, yeah. Which,
if I were going to root for a team, it would be them. But no, I don't care either way.
So Peter's on the record. A weekend with football is worse for him. All right, very good, Peter. Now, you curate these stories. I'd like to remind people this is not fiction. You don't have a writer's room. These are actual stupid human beings doing very stupid things.
Yes, I always like to say we're funny, but we're not this funny. And our first story of the week comes to us from the world of dating,
all right.
Or in the mid-20s, or honestly, no matter what age you are, and if you're trying to date online, you probably know how difficult it can be. Yeah. And there's a new term that people are throwing around to talk about their dating lives, and it is similar. It's not quite a ghosting term. Ghosting meaning you go on a date with someone who you don't like and you just never talk to them again.
Right.
This headline reads, Shrekking is the new term for dating someone uglier than you.
Shrekking is the new term for dating someone uglier than you. Good Lord. Give us the details on this.
The rundown on Shrekking, which obviously takes its name from the movie Shrek.
Right.
Is when people purposefully go out and try to find someone who might not be in their league.
Purposefully
in hopes that they are obsessed with them, that they worship the ground that they walk on.
Get out.
Yeah.
This is a thing.
It's a thing. Which I wonder, I think most people who are partaking in Shrekking have forgotten that in the movie Shrek, Fiona also turns out to be an ogre as well.
Right?
So I don't know if that says about the people who think this way, but yeah, it just seems to be a sign of the times. I'm not sure if you're familiar. There's an app called Raya, which is like an invite-only date. It's called Raya.
Raya. R-A-Y-A, okay. Okay.
And it's an invite-only app for like hot creative people. So like celebrities or artists or anyone who's just kind of cool. And it's, like I said, invite only. And currently the wait list to get on it is 2.5 million people long.
What?
Yeah.
who's deciding who gets on the inside?
That's a good question. That is a very good
question. Is it one person or is it like a committee?
I don't know. I actually have no idea. I have some friends who are on Raya and have been on Raya for years.
Oh, really? Zomer says Zomer has something. What do you got, Zomer?
Yes, it looks like Raya applications are reviewed by a committee and can take months to be processed.
Wow. Yeah. Now, I don't mean to get delayed. And if people know in this regular segment, I do not look at these before we go on the air because I want it to be in real time for me. I've never heard of this. I'm fascinated by it. And I'm thinking to myself as you're going through this, Peter, would I mind being the Shrek? Like, if there's some hot 30-year-old dude that wants to make me be the Shrek, I think I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I would be the opposite of Shrek from Shrek. I would invite anyone into my swamp. If you want to come and live in my swamp, the door's open.
I'm just going to ask you now because you brought this up, and we always appreciate when you give us an update. Peter is in love, and so you're off the market right now.
I am. I hope I'm not being Shrek'd.
No, you're not being Shrek'd. Come on.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, all right. That was very interesting. I had not heard of that until right here. So look at breaking news, folks, on our E-Bombs World Peter Rapine segment. All right, Peter, next headline.
Next headline comes to us from the front lines of the war on AI. Mm. Headline reads, Taco Bell rolls back AI drive-thrus after someone broke one by ordering 18,000 cups of water.
I love this so much. Taco Bell rolls back AI drive-thrus after someone broke one by ordering 18,000 cups of water. Explain.
Well, a lot of people thought that, you know, ensuring AI won't take our jobs might look more like Terminator. But it turns out it's going to look a lot like the sketch comedy show on Netflix, I Think You Should Leave, where Tim Robbins' character orders 55 French fries, 55 burgers in a skit that's kind of a meme and pretty famous. And yeah, so one guy went to a Taco Bell drive-thru, realized he was talking to an LLM, and decided to hack it. LLM?
Large language model. It's AI.
It's what like a ChatGPT is.
I learned so much of this segment. All right, go ahead.
But yeah, he decided to hack it or mess with it. And he ordered 18,000 cups of water, and the machine malfunctioned.
Go ahead.
No, it just couldn't process his order. It was like, it cannot compute. We don't have that many cups. Like,
In case people haven't been through a drive-thru lately, now I usually go to Culver's here in Wisconsin, and there's no AI there. They're wonderful, real Wisconsinite people. Or if out other states than other than Wisconsin, you have real people. But some of these bigger ones, I think I've been through a McDonald's or other places where they can't find people to work there. So now AI, a robot, is taking your order, right?
yes, it's clearly not a technology that's ready for the big time. And the Taco Bell chief executive or chief technology officer said that Taco Bell is, quote, learning a lot still about use cases for
AI. What do you think, though, that pretty soon, especially with I'm being serious about this, with AI, that eventually it'll catch on and be like, quit being a smartass? I mean, something like that, you know, like it'll know that it's a ridiculous order.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you think eventually it would. Yeah, probably.
Well, I love it. I love every part of it. So there you go. All right. One more before the break here. Peter Rapine of EPOMS World. You can find all these at EPOMSWorld.com.
All right. A man named Mark Zuckerberg is suing the real Mark Zuckerberg for banning him from naming his Facebook page Mark Zuckerberg.
A man named Mark Zuckerberg is suing the real Mark Zuckerberg for banning him for naming his Facebook page Mark Zuckerberg. Explain. I guess it's kind of explanatory.
Pretty so. Yeah. Which you got to feel for, you know, these people who have names. I mean, there's a really famous guy on Twitter whose name isn't Matt Gaetz, but it's Matt Gaetz. And he's been confused as Matt Gaetz for years and years and years. So it's obviously not easy being named after a famous person on the internet, especially Mark Zuckerberg, when you are a guy named Mark Zuckerberg who wants to be himself on Facebook.
So he has his own, I mean, he really is named Mark Zuckerberg, not that Mark Zuckerberg, but a different guy. And he has a Facebook page. And do they just say he can't have that because they're afraid it's going to look like?
Well, he has both a personal page and a business page. And his personal page has been taken down 4 times. And his business account, which shares the same name, has been removed from Facebook 5 times.
I think he's got a lawsuit.
I think he does. Yeah.
Wasn't his fault he was got named Mark Zuckerberg?
No. No, he'll probably just have to prove that he really is named Mark Zuckerberg. And then the actual Mark Zuckerberg won't be able to do anything about it.
Well, I'd sue his rear end off from, you know, assume for $10 million, he might walk away with $500,000. I mean, why not? What the heck? All right. Don't go anywhere. Don't Shrek us. We'll come back with more headlines from EPOMS World and Peter Rapine after this, as well as What's Worse is the Oddball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Todd Oddball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now, 22 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on a TGI Friday, September 5, 2025. Many things going on here. Busy Friday. Love these kind of shows. First of all, and pardon me, it's allergy season. My doctor has now recommended I switch from Claritin to Allegra. Peter Rapine, do you use any allergy medications?
I had hay fever growing up, but I guess I grew out of it.
Lucky you. Mine's only gotten worse the older I got. Mm-hmm. We're right in the middle of our free Ticket Friday giveaway for Milwaukee Brewers tickets for Saturday, September 13th against St. Louis. You got to be able to go on September 13th at 7:15. If you can, text the word via the Civic Media app right now. The word is FUN. F-U-N as in Nancy. FUN. F-U-N. Text it right now for to be eligible to be winning those Milwaukee Brewer tickets, four of them, for September 13th. We're also in the middle of what's worse for today. What's worse, a weekend of football or a weekend without football? 855-752-4842. Quickly, Mark, we're up against the clock, Mark, but can you do it quickly, Mark? What's worse, a weekend of football or a weekend without football?
Well, I could do without football, but I guess a weekend without, because sometimes you need a Packers fix, and if they're tromping on the Vikings, all the better.
I love it. Thanks, Mark. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the football of both the bad. I have a Packers fix once in a while. Brett in beautiful Brown Deer, VWAUK in Waukesha, says no football is worse because it gives me more time to worry about what the big orange idiot is doing to do, going to do next. All right. Yeah, you need to be preoccupied, right? No idiot on this segment. Only the best writer, the best curator, the best all-around guy, Mr. Peter Rapine, joins us, managing editor of E-Bombs World. Peter, we're going through headlines, the news, the weird, the wild, and the wacky. Next headline.
We're just going to jump right on this one. Man arrested for rubbing one out at Korn concert.
That's why we came in with the song Freak on a Leash by Korn.
This may be the greatest headline you've come up. Quote, man arrested for rubbing one out at Korn concert.
So, a 37-year-old man from Pennsylvania was arrested at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey after he was filmed shucking his cob in the middle of the Korn show. He was sitting front row in his section, and the band was playing the song Blind, which, if he can't control his urges, is what he will be one day, as he was seen pretty aggressively going to town on himself. People were yelling at him. A guy even assaulted him, but eventually the police came by, put him in handcuffs, and dragged him out of there. Not before putting his pants back on.
What is it with people? Because did you see that? It was a couple of weeks ago. There was a male-female couple at some baseball game, and this dude was helping her out in the middle. I mean, that was crazy.
I think that was
a Yankees game, wasn't it?
It might have been. Yeah, it might have been a Yankees game.
But they were from Cleveland or something. I don't know. It was just
something. Yeah.
But the headline, man arrested for rubbing one out at Korn concert.
Also,
for shucking his Korn.
Whoever wrote about the shucking the cob in the front row, that was incredible.
Is that your work, Peter?
Is that some, it is. Yeah,
oh
yeah.
My God, that really. I mean, that's well done. Well done. that one needs to be set aside and clipped out for best of all time. Well done, my friend. All right, next headline.
Okay, Australian rugby player posts a video of himself drinking from the toilet, says it helps recover the muscles.
Australian rugby player posts a video of himself drinking from the toilet, says it helps him, quote-unquote, recover the muscles. Now, you hear dogs doing this, but I mean, people don't do this.
Yeah, I think he probably needs a wellness check. I don't follow rugby, but a guy named Reese Walsh filmed a video of himself flushing his toilet before putting his hand down the bowl and, you know, scooping up a couple of laps of water for himself. Short and sweet. Hopefully it helped. The jury's out on that one.
Yeah, somebody says that was a little bit for social media clicks or whatever, but I mean, who knows? Yeah, I think you're right. The guy clearly needs, Australian rugby player needs, I'm not a rugby guy either, but some of those guys I think clearly are not quite all there. All right, Rapine, next headline. 2 minutes.
Some dude breakdanced up to the podium at a city council meeting, did a backspin, asked why his taxes went up, and then boogied away.
Some dude breakdanced up to the podium at a city council meeting, did a backspin, asked why his taxes went up, and then boogied away. We have video of this. I'm going to do my best play-by-play. All right, Zomers, here we go. The Cranford Town Meeting. Here we go. Take it and
did
drink
you know
water.
I can do the backspin? Anybody? You want to see me do the backspin?
The audience looks like, don't do this. He's in a polo shirt.
You know, like the backspin?
A middle-aged man, middle-aged.
I'm going to do the backspin. Can I do it up here?
This is at a live city council meeting. He's getting down on his hands and knees. And now does a backspin as a very bad breakdancer.
Brave.
And the people in the audience are like, I cannot believe he did this. And he's asking for applause, and nobody's buying. Now that, I guess that takes guts. Do we know what the point was, Ray Pine? 30 seconds left.
Probably attention.
All right.
If you don't know, a backspin is when you get on your back, kind of like a turtle, and you kind of spin around in a little circle.
Right.
So this elderly man got down, did a little spin, tried to get a little rise from the crowd. No one responded.
Nobody responded. And then he started
asking about why his taxes have gone up so much.
Hey, he got us to talk about him and his taxes, I guess. Peter Rapine, always a pleasure. Have a great weekend, my friend. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. You can find all these stories at ebombsworld.com. Thanks, Peter. Stay tuned. Thanks, Mike Clemens, live from Lambeau Field, is next. Not going to want to miss it. Stay here.
Jalen Carter, the focus and the star for the Eagles on the front line, out for the game before a snap. Here he goes. He walks there in front of Dak Prescott. Did he spit? Did he spit on him? I think he did. And the official was right there to throw the flag, who was keeping an eye on that confrontation. No idea, obviously, what was said, but Jalen Carter out of this game before a snap. Chris. First of all, I got no idea what he's thinking. And second, this is massive in terms of the game.
I got to tell you, he's the best player they have on their defense. And about 80% of what we were going to talk about on this broadcast. Because to beat the Philadelphia Eagles, you have to double team Jalen Carter. And it's almost like Micah Parsons now gone from the Cowboys. Same impact now with Jalen Carter gone.
And that was the way we kicked off the NFL season last night. On Thursday Night Football, courtesy of NBC Sports and Peacock, the great Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth giving you the play-by-play there. It was right after the kickoff, not even an actual play, really, other than the run back. Jalen Carter from the Eagles gone after he was literally caught on 4K camera spitting on Cowboys QB Dak Prescott. Here to break that all down and helping us out with a weekend of sports and especially football. Nobody covers it better. Joining us live from Lambeau Field, our very own sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Mike, what a wild and wacky way to kick off this NFL season.
Hey, Todd, nice touch, too, with the 4K. You're absolutely right, yeah. So Jalen Carter is this defensive lineman that when he was coming out of the draft a couple of years ago, everyone said, this is the best player in the draft, this kid out of Georgia. I mean, he can wreck an offense, 6'4", 314 pounds. But, you know, right around before the draft, he's involved in what turned out to be a fatal car accident. He kind of walked away from it, didn't report to, you know, his role or whatever early on. So he dropped in the draft, and the Eagles, you know, controversially, they took him 9th overall, but that's why he dropped from the top spot. When we were in New Orleans this past February covering the Eagles and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, I didn't want to get into that accident thing. I just want to learn about this guy as a player. And he was there at opening night, but he's up in the seats where you couldn't really reach him. I thought, well, he'll talk tomorrow. He'll talk Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And they hit him all week. They claimed that he had a cold. In fact, they were just trying to protect the kid because they didn't want, you know, the national reporters to bring up the accident from a couple of years ago, the week of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's not known for being, you know, the sharpest knife in the drawer, as John Madden once said, right? So here's the thing. The thing of beauty about this. So it's the Cowboys and the Eagles. And everybody thinks the Cowboys are going to get blown out after this ridiculous trade with Micah Parsons to Green Bay. But Kenny Clark, he was in there playing, the player that the Packers gave up on the defensive line. And the Cowboys had a pretty good showing. They held Saquon Barkley, the star running back of the Eagles, to about 60 yards rushing. Mm-hmm. And they ended up losing the game 24-20. There was an hour delay in the third quarter. They had to call the game because of lightning. So the players all had to leave the field. You know, the folks went in the stands, the fans. And so it's like 12:30, 1 o'clock at night, and I'm still kind of editing tape and watching this thing, you know, in the background here up in Green Bay. And when they get done, you know, Jason Garrett used to be the head coach of the Cowboys.
Yep.
You know, the red-haired guy. Yep. Of course, he was there when they drafted Dak Prescott. So now that he's an analyst, a part of the NBC TV team, that did a pretty good job of being a reporter. He got up to Dak as he's walking out the field. What was that thing with Jalen Carter? You know, how did this guy spit in you? And he goes, he says, I spit first. You know, and he thought I was doing something. He came over. So Jason Garrett, the former coach, he calls up to the booth, and NBC goes through their video of from their 4K cameras, and they caught that on tape. So what you see in the sequence is this. There's the opening kickoff. There's a player down. There's an injury timeout. And so Dak Prescott has got his huddle getting ready, you know, waiting for the refs to blow the whistle to call his play, and he has to get rid of some spit. So he shoots it over the shoulder pads of his offensive linemen between their helmets. Mm-hmm. It lands in the neutral zone between the two huddles. Jalen Carter sees this land on his turf, and he walks over and essentially says, you know, what the hell was that?
Right.
And then Dak is like smiling. So that's when Carter returns fire and drops a loogie right on Dak Prescott's chest. Of course, this is right in front of the crew of referees who throw the flag and eject him from the game.
Yeah.
Well, like,
I appreciate
you're
that.
You're kidding me.
I appreciate that new reporting because I stayed up until the lightning delay, and I think I lasted maybe 20 minutes, a half an hour. I'm like, all right, this is enough. And I went to bed, and when I woke up this morning and saw the score, I'm like, wow, Cowboys made more of a game of it than I first thought. But I had not heard what you just said there, that Prescott may have fired the first shot, as it were, but not on anybody.
But, you know, hey, kudos to the former coach who, you know, went to that player that he knew and got the whole story. And then to NBC that they still had the video to show the whole sequence.
Right.
But it's almost like the Seinfeld episode with, you know, the magic loogie. You
right.
know, it's like, this is a multi-billion dollar business. And we're showing two millionaires spitting at each other.
Yeah, it was a wild way to kick off the season. I'm glad that the game was close and from just a game standpoint. But for those of us who are into football, Mike Clemens, I know your answer on this. Or what's worse today? What's worse, a weekend of football or a weekend without football? For those of us who are into football, this is kind of like Christmas comes in September.
Well, yeah, for me, it's the difference between whether or not there's going to be a freelance check in the mail
right.
for Mrs. Clemens at the end of the month or not. So that's part of it there, too.
Yeah.
So this week, though, Todd, has been pretty incredible in Green Bay. It went from being kind of a quiet camp to we're like one of the number one sports story, you know, around the world with this incredible Micah Parsons trade about a week ago. So this guy is just this outstanding pass rusher, gets to the quarterback like, well, not since Reggie White, and he comes to Green Bay, and then after he's been here a couple of days, this story comes out. Yeah, it turns out the guy really does have a back injury, which is why he wasn't participating partly in the Dallas Cowboys training camp before they traded him up here to Green Bay. So then they, you know, you start getting details like, you know, from ESPN, like, yeah, it's the L4 and the L5, and he may need an epidural, like a painkiller injection on game day to get through that first game. Like, you know, and of course the fans, your listeners are like, are you kidding me?
Right.
You know, you just traded away Kenny Clark and two first-round picks and signed this guy to a four-year, $188 million deal, highest-paid NFL player outside of a quarterback. And he's got back problems. And by Thursday, I started thinking about this. I also thought that, you know, something that J.J. Watt, the former Badgers, said was, you know, guys getting painkillers for backs, that's the whole league. We're football players.
Yeah.
You know, everybody that plays football is going to have some sort of a sore back. Heck, you and I get a sore back from sitting in the studio too long, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. By the way, we're talking with Mike Clemens, a great sports reporter live from Lambeau Field, talking about the Packers kicking off the season literally and figuratively on Sunday against the Detroit Lions. Hear the game across many of these stations starting at 1 o'clock with a pregame kickoff at 3 o'clock, Mike.
So I started to say, so we've got all this stuff about the status of the back. No one's asked, how did this happen?
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody assumes like, oh, you know, the wear and tear of the NFL after 4 years, that's why he's got a bad back. So we had it. I saw an opportunity and I took it. Micah Parsons came and talked to us after practice. He's been limited in practice, but he's trying to see if he can get on the field for the Packers in this game, important game against the Lions on Sunday. And you'll hear me asking him this, but Micah Parsons was asked, so how hungry are you to get back on the field and play week one for your new team, despite this back injury for the Packers against the Lions?
I'm so hungry, I want it all at once. But that's why you got coaches and, you know, I always been like that. You know, I never been the type to say, I'm finna come back on seconds, I'm finna load the plate all at once. Like, I'm finna get everything I need in one meal. So that's just always been me since I was a kid. And, you know, as players, all we know, like I said, and I tell people, all I know is go. So once I get an itch of competition, like I see the basketball courts all around the building, I'm like, guys, who wants some? Like, even though we got 3-4 minutes, who want to just shoot some hoops real quick? Like, that's just me. So I know once I get out there, I'm just going to want to go. And that was the first thing, you know, they're just like, well, we got to see how your body is. We got to do that. Because at the same time, I do have to get healthy. I do have to do all those little things to make sure there's a longevity piece in this. It is 18 weeks. There is hopes for playoff run and a long playoff run. So we have to think about that and making sure that everything is good to go.
When did the Bad Titans start this summer? Like during your workouts or did you feel it during your workouts?
It started during camp. You know, when I did a lift and I felt like during one of my lifts, I felt a tweak. And then I just think, you know, standing on it and I overused it. And that happens, you know. So, you know, it was a complete accident. There was multiple MRIs and opinions about how the injury can go. But like I said, I completed my medicine. I've been at treatment every day. And we've been attacking it and being aggressive to get me as healthy and as quick as possible.
You think you're going to have to do anything, take an injection or anything to play?
We're just going to see about that. Right, like I said, right now, we just took the steroid pack that I got from the Cowboys last week. And we started that last week while I was getting treatment there. So we just started that. We finished the pack, and hopefully that works, plus treatment to get me back, you know, to 100.
That was Micah Parsons, the new acquisition from the Cowboys by the Green Bay Packers, talking with our very own Mike Clemens, sports reporter live from Lambeau Field. Great that you were there, as always, Mike, and great job asking that question, because I think a lot of us, you're right, we're like, well, how the heck did this happen? So thanks for getting that question out there, and good to get some clarity.
And then another topic is Jordan Love, who had to have surgery on his left thumb during training camp. And now he's still wearing a brace out there. So Matt LaFleur was asked back and forth, so is he going to be able to use his left hand in Sunday's game against the Lions?
Were you able to test Jordan's ability to hand off left-handed pretty well through the week so far?
No, not really.
Really?
Yeah.
So
He hasn't done that once.
So does that mean you're going to just do it the other way?
You know? Got to do something.
You're not poking my leg, right?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm being serious.
How long do you think that lasts? I mean, at some point.
Yeah, we'll see. But
does it change anything? I mean,
absolutely, it can change things.
In terms of your run game, or I mean, he just has to adjust to a different way, right?
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely can change things in regards to some of the things you may be limited to doing. So. But he's done a good job with what we've given him.
Matt LaFleur, head coach of the Green Bay Packers. Mike Clemens?
You're telling us he's only got one hand, huh, Matt? So, okay, well, guess what? I went to Josh Jacobs, your lead running back, and said, so, wow, are you getting used to only getting your handoffs from the right hand of quarterback Jordan Love?
Nah, man, he handed – I don't know if y'all seen it. He handed off with his left today, so – I think he'd be all right, man. I mean, I'll just tell him to give you the ball. It's cool. However you get it to me, I don't care.
You're not the one trying to stop
us. So Mike Clemens, Josh Jacobs sets the record straight.
Yeah. Well, you know, see, at one point they kick us out of these practices now that we're in season.
Right.
No, man, he's using his left hand, he's using the right hand. We're good. We're all good.
Absolutely love it. Mike Clemens, our sports reporter, joining us for a great conversation live from Lambeau Field. The Packers again play the Detroit Lions kickoff at 3 o'clock. You can hear the pregame show at 1 across many of the stations, but there's yet more football tomorrow at Camp Randall. The Badgers and also the Brewers are still leading the NL Central. We'll come back and talk more with Mike Clemens about all that and more. Don't go anywhere. It's the Tahlo Ball Show for Friday on the Civic Media Ready Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Tahlo Ball Show on the Civic Media Ready Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock, at the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. A check of weather with Brittany Merlot and her great weather team. Going to be a nice fall week. A little chilly for the Badger game tomorrow, but things will warm up by the time the Packers kick off on Sunday. So enjoy that fall weather. Of course, Mike Clemens will have a sports update for us and then another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show for a Friday afternoon. And our friend Pete Schwabba and Nightlight from 6 until 8. But you don't have to wait until after the 4 o'clock hour because we got Clemens live right now from Lambeau Field. Always appreciate him taking his valuable time to join us on a Friday. Mike, we were talking about, the, of course, the Packers game coming up on Sunday afternoon. Very quickly, injuries going into this game. Key game early on could go a long way at the end of the season to determine who wins the North.
And Todd, during that break, we just got the updated injury list from both the Lions and the Packers. Now, the Lions are coming into the game pretty healthy. They've got 5 players on the injury report. None of them are starters. They're all second, sometimes third-string guys. The Packers have got 7 key players that have been limited participation. Like Jaden Reed, the wide receiver, number 11. He's been a solid receiver for him. He had a Jones fracture in his foot. It's kind of a stress fracture in the middle of training camp. Mm-hmm. So he's trying to get out there. I know Warner said he was trying to take some heavy reps in 11-on-11. He's listed as questionable. And Micah Parsons, that they just traded for, he's now listed as questionable. So there's a shot he could play in Sunday's game. Elton Jenkins, the center, is cleared to play, even though he's been limited all week. He will be over the ball at center for Jordan Love, and Jordan will still have that, you know, brace on his left thumb. So that's the way it looks going into this game on Sunday afternoon at 3:25.
Can't wait. People at our stations, Richland Center, Park Falls, Racine, Kenosha, and Wautoma can hear that Packers game starting at 1 o'clock with Wayne Larrivee and The Rock, the pregame show at 1 o'clock on several of these stations. Earlier, Mike Clemens, we had our friend and ongoing contributor, Brady Ewing, former Big Ten champion 3 times with the Wisconsin Badgers, was a captain his senior year with Russell Wilson and Aaron Henry, amongst others, in 2012. Yeah. He is going to be the honorary captain tomorrow at Camp Randall. Really great honor as they finally bring back the fullback position, which Brady played back for the Badgers back in the day. But going to be a big game, important game, I think, to see the progression for Coach Fickell's team.
Sure. So tomorrow they take on Middle Tennessee State Blue Raiders. You know, and right. If the Badgers have to blow this team out, because, you know, that Miami of Ohio game, 17-0, defense looked good. Preston Stackman, their safety, Zachman did a very nice job. A couple of interceptions. Matter of fact, he was named Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so for the third year in a row, Luke Fickell loses his quarterback, his starting quarterback, to an injury. Billy Edwards Jr. went down with a sprained knee. But Danny O'Neill, who filled in his backup, I thought he did a pretty good job moving the team, moving the ball in the game. He'll get the start tomorrow at Camp Randall.
Looking forward to it. And again, you can hear that game on many of our stations. 1 p.m. broadcast for the pregame time, just after 3 o'clock kickoff from the camp of the great Matt LePay and Mark Towser on the call as the Badgers, as Mike said, host Middle Tennessee tomorrow afternoon. Mike Clemens, the Brewers continue to be the red-hot team in baseball. I'm infatuated with them. I love every game, and they get back underway tonight against the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Incredibly exciting, dramatic games night after night, and that's in part to Pat Murphy and how he's pulling this young team and pushing the buttons at the right time, you know. But they lost yesterday to the Phillies, 2-0. They left 10 men on base. The Brewers just could not get the bats going. Freddie Peralta, their number one pitcher, another 5 innings scoreless. He has not had anybody score on him since like August 3rd.
Crazy.
In his appearances. So the Brewers lose that one, 2-0. The Phillies leave Milwaukee, winning 2 out of 3 games in that series. Brewers in Pittsburgh tonight against the Pirates. The Pirates are a struggling team. They fired their manager earlier. So hopefully the Brewers can pick up some W's over the weekend and keep pace. They still have the best record in baseball. But, you know, I don't think mathematically there's a way that the Cubs could close on them by the end of the month. But we'll see. Because and I'm waiting to find out word. Murph might be talking to the reporters right now in Pittsburgh because there's a rumor that there might be yet another pitcher they have to put on IL. We'll find out who that is tonight.
I think I saw something come across my feed just before I went back on the air with you. I think Mears is on the 15-day IL, I believe. Retroactive to like, I don't want to say the date because I can't remember, but I think Mears is on and they're bringing Rodriguez back.
So another one of the guys from their bullpen is going to have to take some time. Yeah.
But hopefully,
if Trevor McGill can get back in and within the next week or two as their closer, that'll get them set. Because, you know, Abner Uribe has been great so far.
Right? The guy is just incredible. I mean, just really.
Well, I can go on and on about Abner. Because you know what? I was there the night that he made his debut, and his first pitch was 101 miles an hour. Which is, you know, it's a couple of years before The Miz.
Right.
Now, you remember he got into a fight. He had like a knee injury. Mm-hmm. There, he was very young, very emotional, but he's like 6'3", and he's got like this Sandy Koufax delivery. I mean, just this perfect delivery. He's changed up a few things, and he kind of, you know, they've got him going more out of the stretch and everything. But he's still, and I asked Murphy about this kid, and he says, triple digits are nice when you're throwing 100-mile-an-hour balls, but you got to move the ball in the majors or you're going to get killed. Well, he found 2 or 3 pitches, a slider and a sinker that he can throw more consistently, and that's why he's been so valuable for them, practically a fill-in closer for them in the second half of the season. So, you know, I'm not that good at this, really, but that kid in particular, I thought, oh, man, just the way he delivers, you know, I think he could have a long career. Remember Vida Blue? Remember Vida Blue back in the day?
I don't know if I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. Great fastball guy for the Oakland A's.
Oh, okay. All right.
Reggie Jackson days. Yeah.
Hey, the MVP of Civic Media, Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter for live from Lambeau Field. I appreciate your time, Mike. You always bring the best information and best stories. Have a great weekend covering all this great sports for us. I appreciate you, my friend.
You too, Todd. Thank you, brother.
Always a pleasure. Mike Clemens, live from Lambeau Field. Also, many thanks to Brady Ewing, as he is the honorary captain for the Badgers tomorrow. Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World. Aaron Zommer is our great producer and engineer, and all of you for listening. Maggie Dawn is next. Have a great weekend of football, of sports. Enjoy the fall weather. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Let's go red. See you on Monday.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.